天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。亲爱的听众朋友们，平安，欢迎您收听天路导向节目，我是主持人何晨星。朋友，我们很多人在遇到不顺利的事情时都会埋怨神，我有时候也会这样，不相信神能够将不好的事情转变过来。今天麦克牧师将透过亚伯拉罕和撒拉生育这件事情来和我们分享如何看待神按照神的时间来实现他的应许。请大家安静我们的心，一起来聆听吧。
创世纪十六章，亚伯兰的妻子撒来不给他生儿女。撒来有一个使女名叫夏甲，是埃及人。撒来对亚伯兰说，耶和华使我不能生育，求你和我的使女同房，或者我可以因她得孩子。亚伯兰听从了撒来的话。于是亚伯兰的妻子撒来将使女埃及人夏甲给了丈夫为妾。那时亚伯兰在迦南已经住了十年。亚伯兰与夏甲同房，夏甲就怀了孕。他见自己有孕，就小看他的祖母。撒来对亚伯兰说，我因你受屈，我将我的使女放在你怀中，她见自己有了孕，就小看我，愿耶和华在你我中间判断。亚伯兰对撒来说，使女在你手下，你可以随意待她。撒来苦待她，她就从撒来面前逃走了。耶和华的使者在旷野舒尔路上的水泉旁遇见他，对他说，撒来的使女夏甲，你从哪里来，要往哪里去？夏甲说，我从我的祖母撒来面前逃出来。耶和华的使者对他说，你回到你祖母那里，伏在他手下，又说，我必使你的后裔极其繁多，甚至不可生数，并说，你如今怀孕要生一个儿子，可以给他起名叫以实玛利，因为耶和华听见了你的苦情。他为人必像野驴，他的手要攻打人，人的手也要攻打他，他必住在众弟兄的东边。夏甲就称那对他说话的耶和华为看顾人的神，因而说，在这里我也看见那看顾我的吗？所以这井名叫毕尔拉海莱，这井正在加迪斯和巴列中间。后来夏甲给亚伯兰生了一个儿子，亚伯兰给他起名叫以实玛利。夏甲给亚伯兰生以实玛利的时候，亚伯兰年86岁。
Welcome our listening friends，
亲爱的朋友，欢迎你收听。
We are delighted that you tuned in to listen to the rest of this program on the life of Abraham.
很高兴你继续收听有关亚伯拉罕生平的节目。
In our last broadcast in Genesis chapter 15,
在上次的节目里，我们讲到创世纪十五章。
We left Abraham on an emotional and spiritual peak.
那里亚伯拉罕正处于一个情绪和属灵的高峰上。
God passed between the pieces of the sacrifice to confirm his covenant.
神从剖开两半的动物中间走过，以保证他所立的约。
Now you would think that Abraham would spend the rest of his life continually trusting and waiting for the Lord.
现在你可能认为亚伯拉罕应该会在他的余生里继续不断地信靠和等候神了。
But instead, in a moment of impatience, He did an about face.
事实却不是这样。当他失去耐心的那一刻，他竟来了个大转弯。
and stumbled headlong into the biggest mess he had ever made in his life.
把自己一头栽进他这辈子最大的错误里，弄得一团糟。
You may remember I told you in the last few broadcasts that testing always nips at the heels of blessings.
你或许还记得，在过去的几次节目里，我告诉过你，试炼总是紧跟在祝福之后来到的。
For if Genesis 15 is called the chapter of faith,
如果创世纪十五章叫做信心篇
，then Genesis chapter 16 is a chapter of defeat.
那么创世纪十六章就是失败篇。
If in Genesis 15 Abraham walked by faith,
如果在创世纪十五章里亚伯拉罕是凭着信心而行
，in Genesis 16 he walked by sight.
在创世纪十六章里，他就是凭着眼见。
If in Genesis 15, Abraham listened only to God,
如果在创世纪十五章里，亚伯拉罕专心听从神。
In Genesis 16, he did what Adam did and listened to his wife.
在创世纪十六章里，他却和亚当一样听从他的妻子。
My listening friends, don't misunderstand me here.
亲爱的朋友，请不要误会我。
Wives are wonderful counselors.
妻子往往是很好的参谋。
But on this occasion, Sarah wrongly misled Abraham.
但是在这件事上，撒拉错误地影响了亚伯拉罕。
And he acquiesced and followed her to sin.
亚伯拉罕不但默许了这件事，并且跟着他去犯罪。
That does not mean that Abraham was perfect.
这并不表示说亚伯拉罕原来是完美无罪的。
I want to remind you that it was Abraham who asked Sarah to lie for him when they went to Egypt.
我要提醒你的就是，当他们去埃及的时候，是亚伯拉罕要撒拉为他说谎的。
Far from putting the blame on Sarah, it was Abraham who should have known better.
不要太早怪罪于撒拉。亚伯拉罕本来就该懂得分辨是非。
Do you remember from the last broadcast when Abraham reminded the Lord of planning his life according to the law of the land?
你还记得在上次的节目里，亚伯拉罕曾经提醒神，按着当地的习俗作为他自己的人生规划吗
？Do you remember what God said?
你还记得神怎么说的
？In effect, God said, Abraham, you cannot do this.
实际上，神说亚伯拉罕，你不能这么做。
Let's read verse 4 of chapter 15 once again.
让我们再读一次十五章第四节。
Then the word of the Lord came to him, This man will not be your heir, but a son coming from your own body will be your heir.
耶和华又有话对他说，这人必不成为你的后嗣，你本身所生的才成为你的后嗣。
Sarah had two problems with this.
关于这一点，撒拉有两个疑问。
Number one,
第一个问题
，She was thoroughly frustrated because she was unable to become pregnant.
由于她一直不能怀孕，使她完全灰心了。
Some of you will understand Sarah's heartache.
有些人会了解撒拉内心的痛苦。
Secondly,
第二个问题
，It did not seem that.At her age, she would be able to have her own baby.
以她当时的年龄，简直不可能会有自己的孩子的。
So she did what was customary of those days for a barren woman who could not have a child of her own.
所以她就照着在当时为不能生育、不能有自己孩子的妇女的习俗去做。
She gave her maid to her husband so that the maid could bear a child by the husband.
她让她的使女和她的丈夫同房，好让那使女从她丈夫怀孕。
This is symbolically at least as if the baby was born of the wife.
这么做起码象征着那婴儿就像是妻子自己生的一样。
So in verse 2 of chapter 16, Sarah tells Abraham, God has prevented me from having a baby.
所以在十六章第二节那里，撒拉对亚伯拉罕说，耶和华使我不能生育。
Well, if she's going to blame someone, it might as well be God, right?
如果她想要埋怨谁的话，就埋怨神吧， 对吗？
So she believed that God closed her womb.
不错，她相信是神封闭了她的子宫。
But she could not believe that he could open her womb.
但是她不相信神能叫她的子宫重开。
How many of us blame God when things go wrong?
我们有多少人是在事情不顺利时埋怨神？
And we cannot believe that God can bring good out of these wrong things.
又不相信神能够从不好的事里带出好的结果来。
But that is wrong thinking.
这是错误的想法。
Sarah's action was the epitome of self-sacrifice.
撒拉的行为是自我牺牲的化身。
But sometimes we do the wrong thing with good motives.
但有些时候我们虽有正确的动机却做错了事。
And that does not glorify God.
这样子并不能荣耀神。
Sarah was trying to circumvent and short-circuit God's plan.
撒拉自作聪明，反而中断了神的计划。
So she misled Abraham away from the path of obedience and trusting in God's promises on God's schedule.
她误导亚伯拉罕离开了顺服神的道路，不再信靠神会按着神的时间实现他的应许。
She not only wronged Abraham, she wronged Hagar and she wronged herself.
她不单错待亚伯拉罕，错待夏甲，更错待她自己。
By trying to rob herself from being the matriarch of a great nation.
她剥夺自己成为一个伟大的国家之母的荣誉。
My listening friends, listen carefully.
亲爱的朋友，请留心地听着。
Christians often make the same double-edged mistake that Sarah made.
基督徒经常会犯与撒拉同样的双重错误。
Namely, presuming on God's grace on the one hand.
那就是一方面似乎是相信神的恩典。
And trying to help God out on the other.
另一方面却自作主张，想要帮助神解决问题。
What about Abraham?
那么亚伯拉罕呢？
Well, he went right on with the program.
他毫不犹豫地同意了撒拉的计划。
He did not pray.
他没有祷告。
He did not go to Bethel to check with God.
也没有先到伯特利去求问神。
It was a natural thing to do.
顺理成章的就去做了。
And when something is natural, it is not supernatural.
然而当你认为这是自然而然的事，那就不会有超自然的事发生了。
But what an awesome God we have.
但是我们的神是多么令人敬畏呀。
He is famous for picking up the tattered threads of our disobedience and weaves them into something beautiful.
他最擅长于拾取我们那些不顺服的烂布条，然后编织成美丽的成品。
He is famous for pasting together the fragments of fractured lives into beautiful pictures.
他最著称于把我们生命残余的碎片重新粘贴在一起，成为美丽的图画。
He specializes in taking the throwaway material and produces a beautiful quilt out of them.
他专长于废物利用，收集那些丢弃的布料，缝成美丽的被子。
So Abraham and Sarah finally found out a way to help God perform his miracle.
亚伯拉罕和撒拉自以为找到了一个可以帮助神行神迹的方法。
Listening friends, I want you to listen very carefully.
亲爱的朋友，请你留心地听。
When God intervenes, he doesn't need any help.
当神插手的时候，他不需要任何的帮助。
In fact, the opposite is true.
事实上反过来说也是这样。
When we step out of God's plan, we try to do it ourselves, and we can be sure that strife will follow.
当我们违背神的计划，尝试着用自己的办法去做时，我们可以肯定的，冲突跟着就会来临。
When the flesh and the old nature intrude in the work of the church of God, division is inevitable.
当血气和老我侵入神教会的圣宫时，分裂是难以避免的。
Whenever we let our desire to get out of control, we leave behind a trail of broken pieces and broken lives.
当我们放纵自己的欲望，我们会留下一长串分裂的碎片和伤痛的生命。
So in this case, little Ishmael came on the scene.
在这种情况之下，小以实玛利登场了。
Born to an unhappy Sarah.
他生下来面对一个不快乐的撒拉。
Born into every tension and resentment.
生在一个充满紧张和怨恨的环境里。
No wonder he was called a wild donkey of a man.
难怪圣经说他为人必像野驴。
My listening friends, listen again.
亲爱的朋友，请继续听下去。
Sarah seemed to have forgotten that she is the one who instigated this whole problem.
撒拉似乎忘记了她自己是引起整个麻烦的人。
Imagine Abraham's confusion.
想想看，亚伯拉罕真是被弄糊涂了。
He knew that this was Sarah's idea.
他明知这是撒拉的主意。
And yet Sarah blamed it on Abraham.
然而撒拉却把这件事怪罪于亚伯拉罕。
Yes, refusing to accept responsibility for our action is not a modern-day phenomenon.
没错，为自己的行为推卸责任不是现代才有的现象。
Adam blamed Eve, and Eve blamed Satan.
当年亚当怪罪于夏娃，夏娃怪罪于撒旦。
And here Sarah sought to place the blame on Abraham.
而在这里，撒拉则嫁罪于亚伯拉罕。
Poor old Abraham. He was living in a house with two feuding women.
可怜的亚伯拉罕，他生活在两个女人彼此为仇的这样的家里。
Men, I want you to learn from Abraham. Learn how you handle this situation.
男士们，我希望你跟亚伯拉罕学习，学他如何处理这种情况。
Abraham understood the first lesson of survival, which is called surrender.
亚伯拉罕知道求生的第一课就是投降。
He knew he couldn't go to work and get away from home.
他知道他不能借着工作逃避家里的纠纷。
Most of us prefer to run away from our problems.
我们大多数的人都宁可逃避我们的问题。
Rather than trying to deal with problems.
而不愿尝试着去解决问题。
But what they often don't realize is this.
但他们往往没有意识到。
That they are carrying their problems right with them.
虽然他们逃避，问题还是跟着他们。
But the angel of the Lord appeared to Hagar.
耶和华的使者向夏甲显现。
And the angel told her the two words that would give most of us pause, and Hagar tried to escape from the house situation.
我们大部分的人如果听见使者对他说的话，都会停下来想一想，而夏甲只想逃避家里发生的情况。
But then the angel of the Lord came to her and told her what she did not like to hear.
然而耶和华的使者对她说了她不想听到的话。
He said, "Return and submit."
耶和华的使者说，你回到你祖母那里，服在她手下。
Most of us pray that God would change our circumstances.
大部分的人都会祷告，求神改变我们的环境。
Most often when I pray that kind of prayer, I hear the Lord to be saying the following.
往往当我做这样祷告时，我就会听到主这么对我说。
I want to change you to suit your circumstances.
我要改变你，去适应你的环境。
And so Hagar comes back and to live with Sarah 13 more years.
因此夏甲就回家去，容忍的又多服侍了撒拉13年。
At this point of time, at the end of chapter 16 of the book of Genesis, Abraham was 86 years old.
在创世纪16章结束的时候，亚伯拉罕已经86岁了。
We are going to stop our study here, and in our next broadcast, we'll continue.
今天我们就讲到这里，下一次再继续的讲。
I want to tell you what Abraham did between the age of 86 and 99.
我要告诉你亚伯拉罕在86岁到99岁之间做了些什么。
Until then, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次再会。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。对于亚伯拉罕 和撒拉生育这件事给我们一个很好的属灵功课来学习。神是能行神迹的神，但是不是靠亚伯拉罕和撒拉自以为聪明，自己找到一个可以帮助神行神迹的方法，这完全违背了神的心意。当我们放纵自己的欲望的时候，我们会留下分裂的碎片和伤痛的生命。同时，我们也要学习顺服神的带领，改变自己去适应新的环境。神的名是应当称颂的，感谢神。亲爱的听众朋友们，天路导向将免费提供两本小册子，足能得胜和击倒了站起来，请电邮给我们，我们的邮箱是导向汉语拼音 @liangyou.net， 就是 DAOXIANG@liangyou.net， 请注明天路导向的小册子，您便可获得。亲爱的听众朋友们，感谢您收听天路导向节目，我们下次再会，愿神赐福您。
心房， 当我懂得全心仰望，你就不再隐藏。当我感到生活悲伤，你就在我的身旁。当我不再有盼望，你却为我预备了天堂。当我问你为何爱我，你却一声都不响。当我问你为何找我，你说你现在不会明白。当我在绝路中彷徨，你却紧紧来到我的身旁。当我眼泪失控地流下，你却轻轻轻轻安抚我。
现在我终于明白，现在我终于明白，主你对我的爱，主你对我的爱，让我勇敢地能够活下来。现在我终于明白，现在不会明白。当我在绝路中彷徨，你却紧紧来到我的身旁。当我眼泪失控地流下，你却轻轻轻轻安抚我。
声音轻轻对我说，你是我所爱。世界虽黑暗，生命没盼望，我却为你预备了天堂。就是因为你有一颗会对忧伤痛悔世界流泪的眼睛，就是因为你有一双每天向我呼